Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wicked Horror Show. I'm your host, Amy, and I have Luke here. And we're going to discuss for
Hi.
Hi. Luke has his father's eyes.
I just awkwardly called right in when the show started. Sorry to interrupt your opening.
That's okay, because you have your father's eyes.
Oh, God.
Funny, cute little chin.
Yeah. Are we already going to start to talk about Rosemary's Baby? Already?
Indeed, that is the topic of the show.
Well, I'm very glad to talk about it, because I actually really like it. Definitely like
it. I finally read the book. I actually have never read the book. I've seen the Roman Polanski incarnation, the original film. I saw the remake that was recently done with Zoe Saldana, and I even saw the, I think it was 76, Look What Happened to Rosemary's Baby.
Yes, and that's the one that I've seen last.
and Patty Duke was the whole
the universally maligned movie that we shall talk about tonight, right?
Indeed.
The conspiracy theories of Rosemary's Baby. I just have to say really quick that, you know, the last hold on one second. There we go. I'm just getting the phone to actually work and hold it up to the mirror. Okay, so honestly, Rosemary's Baby, when I saw the supposed sequel, or whatever the hell you want to call the disaster that was, no, I'm kidding. It's not terrible, but the last thing that I saw a long time ago, probably about 3 years ago, and all I could tell you is that after the whole debacle that was the drama surrounding the director, you know what? I don't think anybody would touch it afterwards. No, I don't know if that's just a theory or if that's fact or if that's something that a hardcore fan would know. Maybe somebody in this new generation of fan would know, because, like, obviously we've been in, like, this scene for over a decade, so we should know these things. But no, I haven't actually been doing horror or been involved in the scene for a while. Like, I have my own life now and my own family and whatever, but Rosemary's Baby, I'm going to let you talk about it since it's your show, but I definitely had to, come in for a bit just to say that I think everything but the original movie for me was a complete disaster. And that includes everything that you've mentioned. However, if you're a fan of it, then everything would be magic. For me, you know what, AIM, I really couldn't get into it. Even like the audiobook, I can't sit there and listen to that. However, the topic, the subject matter is extremely interesting. So if I did, it would only be for the subject matter. It would be the story behind Rosemary's Baby, because that to me is very interesting. But I just don't like the way it's been conceived afterwards. It's just been, in my opinion, it's just been done in like poor taste and half-assed.
I didn't love the made-for-TV remake that happened recently.
I agree.
I feel like there's a certain... The way it was done, there's a certain era that has a stamp on it. Like
right.
The way Mia...
The aesthetic was way off.
Like, I'm a stupid housewife from the 60s. That just... No,
you would be like,
go ask yourself, I'm going to a different doctor, and I'm leaving you. You're not telling me what to do.
Right.
Like,
well, it's because
there's no such thing as health insurance. It's the 60s.
Right. You're right about that, actually. I've noticed that. I mean, really. I mean, you know, pluck an actress out from 2000 and whenever it was made. Can't be too long ago, and just have them pretend that it's the 60s. And that's what it felt like when I was watching it, so yeah.
Like, that story couldn't have popped. I mean,
no,
you would have had a lot of shifting for it to happen now. It just doesn't make sense, really.
It wouldn't work. Just like, in my opinion, movies like Oliver from way back when, or even Popeye. I mean, I know people think that they could be made today, even The Shining. But no, I think that they were all great for their own time and that they worked because of the era that they were in. Rosemary's Baby, for obvious reasons. I mean, with, you know, today's technology and the way people are, it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have been this private fiasco. I actually believe, by the way, really quick, I actually believe in that. I actually believe that people do rituals. I'm not trying to do spoilers here for anybody that hasn't seen Rosemary's Baby, but... this stuff does go on, in my opinion. I've done my research, and it's intriguing to me. Somebody actually suggested the other day that I might be talking to children of Nephilim that mated with human beings. Nephilim, sorry. And you know what? I wouldn't just sit there and deny that. I mean, I have, you know, even jewelry and dolls that are supposedly haunted that I keep in my basement, you know, wooden planchettes, handmade, carved from places that were haunted, items even from like Mount Shasta, that's supposedly a very active, spiritually active place. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even just saying that to like puff up the show. Like, I actually really mean that. So like this one necklace is like a banshee, which I think that's funny because, remember we were playing on a Ouija, I think I should just tell everybody. Amy and I were playing on a Ouija board. Well, we actually play on the Ouija board very often. It's an online Ouija board. So a couple of times it said things that, you know, it's funny, like we're sitting there trying to figure out how the hell this thing works. We have our theories, but it brought up certain words, you know, that were pretty spooky. You know, it brought up words of certain items that I own. It told us what to do, predicted the future, involving relationships, friendships, things like that, which we won't go into heavily. So, you know, but yeah, as far as Rosemary's Baby, you know, what did you actually, I mean, are you more interested in the movie itself or like more of the subject matter?
Maybe both, but I like that they crafted the movie the way they did, and, you know, a book was written, and then a movie was made out of the book, and it was very, very close. I just finally read and I was like, oh, this really isn't that much different. There's, like, a few details
right.
that are clipped out of the film, but not much, nothing that really matters.
I would have to say that, you know, horror fans have been encouraging me to just read books and audiobooks, listen to them, and I'm sure you know exactly who I'm talking about, but we can't drop any names. So, and But I'm a visual kind of a guy. You know, I prefer, you know, I just prefer watching something over sitting there and reading. However, I love nonfiction, so I can't say the same for that. And I love biographies. I love books by people to admire. I've got Rose McGowan's book, Brave, hardcover, which I haven't fully read yet, but after the Harvey Weinstein, you know, disaster, I figured I'd pick it up. And ever since then, I've been trying to troll them on Instagram. And no, I'm kidding. But anyway. By the way, Mia Farrow, you know, it's funny about this because I remember when Anne Heche did the remake to Psycho in 1998. You know what? To me, she would have been a perfect Rosemary with that look. I saw Rosemary.
You know what? That makes absolute sense.
Thank you.
When they did the remake for television, though, she would have been too old. Rosemary's supposed to be like 24, I think, in the book. In the movie, I would say that she's probably, you know, she's supposed to be in her early 20s.
Well, I mean, you know what, chronological age these days, I mean, they could, let's say, get, like, someone like Danielle Harris, who's, like, 40, and just, like, cake on makeup on her,
because
she looks like she's, like, 13, so, no, go ahead.
Anne Heche maybe has more of that, like, I don't know, I guess.
I know what you're saying, though. She's
kind of waifish and, like, has the same sort of look.
She has the same look, and you know what? And her body mannerisms and sort of, you know, when you look at her, you know, what makes her her and the energies and the vibes that she gives out, her mannerisms especially, you know, the way she looks at the floor, you know, did you notice? I mean, she's just so, she's got it. To me, she's Rosemary. Rosemary isn't supposed to be this domineering, you know, diva. She's supposed to be a little bit more.
It's always Madonna. I can't say that, like, that she was, like, the worst choice.
Right.
But she does have that same energy about her. I mean, like, she's sort of petite and skinny and, like, all that. But she doesn't have, like, the same vibe about her. It's different.
To me, Anne Heche doesn't have the same. She doesn't have the same. I don't say star quality, but when Mia Farrow was young, she had the it factor that, you know, other peers, if you want to call them that, of hers had, like Janet Leigh, for example. Janet Leigh could have been Rosemary. Really? I mean, to a point. But
Janet Leigh would have been too old, first off, but...
Yes, definitely,
like,
too old.
That's the time it was, like, years earlier.
Marilyn
Monroe
could have been Rosemary. No, I'm kidding. You know what? But anyway, the way it's been casted ever since has been horrible. I still have the copy. I have it only on DVD. Because I bought it such a long time ago, and I haven't ever upgraded because I lost interest after a while. So it's down there in my basement, in my box.
Wrong. Patty Duke wrong.
Wait, what?
Patty Duke wrong. Like, she's a good actress, and
yeah.
I guess that they put her for the nodal, like, because she's a good
Patty
actress,
Duke.
But no, not right for
Patty
that part.
Duke, you know what? She's the type of woman that I would love to meet at, like, a rodeo or... Maybe, you know, see her in, like, a nice Western flick with, actually, you know what would have been funny if she was in Back to the Future Part 3. I'm kidding, by the way, but I'm just imagining, like, strange scenarios and having her have a romance with Christopher Lloyd and then just kind of, you know, doing their own thing and suddenly... Well, some people you just want to have a drink with. She's one of them. Patty Duke, yeah. And Ronnie Blackley, same thing. But again, people like that are only good, actresses like that, pardon, are only good, you know, in certain roles. And I know that that's not something that they want to hear, because a lot of them, when they go into the business, they pride themselves in their talent or their hard work ethic. So when they're told, well, you know, your range is limited and you can only do certain roles, I personally think they don't want to hear that, because I've seen them say that, and I know that intuitively, because I wouldn't want to hear that if I was into that, which I'm not, because it doesn't pay and it's garbage. But anyway, sorry, I just insulted the entire acting community. I didn't mean to do that. So anyway, no, but yeah, some actors are just not meant for it. Mia, absolutely. Now, what do you think of Mia's later roles, though, and, you know, her act? What do you think about her even, you know, going to these foreign countries?
So I love Mia Farrow. I absolutely love her.
I do love her.
Omen?
Of course, because I have. I saw it in the theater a long time ago.
Yeah, she's Mrs. Blaylock, and I
love
was
it.
So impressed by how evil she could be, because she still looks like somebody, you know,
you
like
know
she's
going
to make you a cup of tea and snuggle you and
actually,
tuck you in and be like, I'm your mom.
I have to disagree with that, believe it or not. And you know why? When I was younger, this is now going like 15 years ago when I came, like 2006, okay? So, and I remember this because I was in college, school of some sorts, and I saw this. I just had to see it. And I did not at that time follow Mia Farrow's career. I knew of her, but I only knew of a younger her, and I didn't really care. So when I saw this movie, I saw this evil-ass woman who I didn't think was Mia Farrow, because she aged a lot since she was married as a baby. So I didn't know. I was just watching a movie with this evil woman. Scared me so much that I researched her, and apparently it was Mia Farrow. And I was like, dear God, that's Mia Farrow? That's one creepy-ass woman. She grew into – and I found out it was just a role. But, yes, that was frightening. She, in my opinion, stole the movie. She was the best thing about the movie, aside from the kid, in my opinion. That was a great casting job.
Yeah, was like, fear not, little one. And I was like, yes, it's Mia Farrow.
Great casting job. The dog was terrific. The opening was terrific.
I am here.
However, I had a huge problem with that movie in the theaters, and I think you know exactly who I'm talking about.
I think I know. Oh, God, yes. I can't. I was like, no.
Yes.
No.
She ruined it for me. She ruined it. No. I will not watch that movie again.
And more than one person has said that to me.
We're not going to name drop this mean. No, I cannot watch it because of
that. That was a pretty good choice.
Who was a pretty good choice?
Liev Schreiber.
You know what?
He was pretty good.
You know what, though? The problem with using more mainstream actors at that time for those roles is that we've seen them in so many other projects that we can't, like, I just can't take it seriously. Mia Farrow owned it. But everybody, you know what? Personally, I really loved it when Mia Farrow had her bad scenes, which were not very different than Gina Davis's scenes in The Exorcist when she got evil, especially when we had a lovely death scene with, well, not the death scene, the extreme injury scene, fall down to the floor,
yes,
by Julia Stiles. Loved it. And to me,
absolutely. And the 2006 remake of Omen, I loved the little Damien. He was so, like,
great
evil.
Great casting job, yes. That was a great casting
job. That was adorable, but he was like...
What do you think? Well, you know what? I also think they did a great job in speaking of which, child actors and all that, in Orphan. That little girl was amazing, truly. Truly amazing. And so was the girl that played Samara. And these are all very well-known horror movies. And
didn't even say anything hardly.
No, but she fit the role. She looks amazing these days. I looked her up. I actually had a little crush on her. I have crush on like horrific girls. I think they're great. We're not going to talk about men though, because I don't really like men. I'm very mad at them currently. Speaking of which, I promised I wouldn't go there, but this is not a drama show. However, you know me. I do have to say, though, really quick, that you know, obviously we've been in the scene for a long time. I've done my conventions. I've gone places. I kind of stopped for a while, but I definitely started to, at least this year, get into it. I had a lot of issues, unfortunately, so I really couldn't do as much, health issues and whatnot, and relationship issues. Dating issues, you know, things like that. I mean, that's taking a toll. One of my friends is actually getting divorced. Wait, what?
I just had to make a noise.
That's okay. Oh, is this getting to be TMI?
Can I just ask you one thing?
Yes.
Okay. In Omen, with the Mia Farrow scene, how much did you want her to successfully puncture that thing? Because in the original film, you would have felt more. You would have felt a little bit bad for Mom.
Yeah, I was laughing. Like, not laughing.
Come on,
like,
yeah.
I was just waiting for Larissa Olenek to just like show up, you know, walk into the room, and just be like, "Surprise! We're kidding. We're just throwing a party." You know, this is really not the Omen. It's the secret world of Alex Mack. And, oh, and there comes Clarissa. Because, you know, who could forget about Clarissa? And then Britney Spears walks in. And then, you know what? Just Disney. The entire frickin' kingdom of Disney. Anyway. So. One second. I'm literally looking. Oh. We're online. Anyway, so as far as, did you want to still talk about Rosemary's Baby?
We can discuss a bit.
Okay. Did you want to talk about anything else?
What would you like to talk about? Guest Lucas.
Guest Lucas. I'm like hijacking everything. No, I'm sorry. It's your show, but, you know, I just haven't, you know, said much forever, so I guess I wanted to have my, 2 minutes, not five, but, you know, just to say that I think a lot of people in the industry and horror have been pieces of crap, and I'm not, like, at all sorry for, like, anything in the past or present or future. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm done. Not about anything in the past, of course, more current stuff. Like, I'm just going to be a bitch. I'm just going to be who I am. I'm going to own it. And anybody that doesn't like can go fuck themselves. Because lots happened to all of us throughout the years, you know. And I think a lot of, like, I've been everybody's bitch for a long time. I've been very quiet and I've been very humble. And people have made fun of me and they've said things like, you know, nobody cares about you or your stuff. Like, it's like, really, I've been treated like complete shit. So now I'm a grown-ass man, because when I first started out coming on the scene, I was in my early 20s. So now I'm in my 30s, so I don't give a shit anymore. So if anybody that's, you know, even listening has an issue with that, you know, just go fuck yourself. It's that simple. As far as relationships, I'll end it by saying, and dating a lot, that and I'm only bringing that up because that's been a huge part of my life. I don't know about yours, but I will say that some people are very disappointing out there, and that's about it. That's all I'm going to say. They're just very disappointing. And I'm talking about me and my life, of course. And, you know, that said, I wish I could take a flight out to Europe or a different country with my family because they travel the world, and hopefully I could meet somebody in a different continent. Maybe that'll work out. But that could probably be disappointing as well, especially if they don't get your culture, how you're, you know, how we are, and you have misunderstandings, then they freak out. So that's all I have to say about that. Oh, and for anybody that has secret profiles on social media or is still trolling from, like, shit that happened, like, years ago or is still ridiculous, like, I think you need professional help. At this point, I'm never going to talk to you again. And they're deleted, blocked. Like, I don't even know you anymore. So if anybody ever asks me about you, I've never met you. Don't know. Don't care. That's all I want to say. Did that sound positive enough, or did that sound a little bit
sound
too old?
Positive.
Well, anyway. But no, Rosemary's Baby, really, it's in my basement. The Omen, God, I don't know where that is, but I have to freaking find it, dude.
Apparently the little boy that played the original Damien, last year he got into a very bad road rage incident, and he, like, punched somebody's teeth in.
Where, and really, where was this? Wow.
In England. In England. He suspended sentence for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Because he knocked somebody's teeth in. And, he lives in Kent, apparently.
Love that name.
Oh, he got in trouble. Little Harvey. Harvey Spencer.
You know, I think people from the United Kingdom can be the most beautiful, beautiful creatures ever. Not all of them. I've had experiences where they can be very, you know, ugly, disgusting, unshowered Cretan.
They can be, but they can also be lovely.
Yes, they could be very lovely, and they could have... I love their accents, though. It's like, hello, how are you? I'm very good today, thank you. And it's just funny. Hello. I just love their accents. They're just adorable. I don't know which one that was, though. The very, very minor one. Did that sound Irish to you, or Scottish, by any chance, or English, or...
I don't know, because I can't do either.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in my own little world here. Yeah, but that's what I'm going to do, though.
I can do a Massachusetts accent, though.
Oh, my God, assholes. Stay away from me. If anybody here is from, like, is an asshole, or is from the state of New Jersey or New York, like, I love you, but walk away from me. You're not getting No. I sound so hateful, but no. I've had enough shit. However, I love the South. I will say that, and the West. I love Oregon and Washington and Vancouver. So anybody from there, I love you. I love New Orleans, Louisiana, the South and Midwest, Kentucky, East Coast, depending on where you go. If you're from Jersey, fuck off. It's that simple. No, I'm kidding. So what are you going to – you know, tonight I'm actually going to watch some horror movies. Just want to say that really quickly before we – like, whatever, whenever the show ends. I want to watch some old school Night of the Living Dead. And,
I'll probably go to sleep, and maybe I'll have nightmares about zombies eating me.
Oh, God. How many more minutes do we have on live? Can you see?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to check. Hold on.
Awesome.
My
goodness. You know,
2 minutes. Only 2 minutes.
Okay. Only 2 minutes. Okay. What am I going to say? Let's say.
I don't know, Ryan.
You got to go when
you
got to go.
Mouse? Some chocolate
all
mouse?
All right. Let's see. I want to say that tonight I'm going to be blocking a fake profile. They know who they are. That's been on my page forever. You need fucking help, dude. I'm sorry. Other than that, I don't care anymore. I think I care about these people. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to be sincerely cutting off a lot of my Facebook pages and adding new people in. I've been cutting a lot of people, including a certain person that's a gym bunny. Hint, hint. And completely cut out, done, because these people just don't give a shit. And... you know, I'm just kind of sick of that. And that also extends into the dating world. And I don't know. I just like to end it by saying that, like, everybody deserves a special somebody that actually loves them for who they are and isn't going to be a piece of shit. That's from my experience,
and
not yours.
Married. It's good when they're not married, too.
Yeah. 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 So, all right, everybody, that's all I have to say. So, Amy, take over.
Oh, I know. American Horror Story is good this season. You should probably watch it. I watched episode one of Apocalypse the other night. And Bainable, I think, is my favorite character.
Nice. Can they lift boxes, though?
I think Vainable probably can lift boxes in the hand that she's not dragging her leg along with the cane.
Totally busting.
This is Vainable's mom.
I would really, you know what, that's, thank God for American Horror Story, and thank God for Things Done Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Wow, what an awesome freaking show. You are so good as a podcast host, dear Lord. Good for you.
Your song is beautiful.
I agree.
It's my scene. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.